Hi everyone, welcome to Diversity in Yachting on Yachting International Radio. I'm your host, Stimmy, and today we are joined by Graziella. Is that how you say your name? Graziella.
Yeah, perfect.
Graziella
Yes, yeah. How are you guys? Thank you for calling me, eh?
Yay.
Thank you for the invite.
So you are from Brazil. Why don't you let us know where in Brazil are you from? Firstly, let's start there.
Yeah, so basically I'm from Brazil. I'm from Santos. Nobody knows where Santos is until I say Neymar. So Neymar, the city of Neymar. This is my city. So everyone knows now.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Neymar the hottie. And is yachting known in your city? Or is it something that's popular? No.
Okay. No. In my city, we have the biggest port in Latin America.
Okay.
And it's only known about the cruise lines. So we do have like a very, very long season, summer season with cruise lines, but not yachting. Yachting in Brazil, I guess, is going to be not so many like here in Europe or in Caribbean or the US. But we do have some yachting there, but it's just like near to Rio de Janeiro and maybe south of Brazil, if I'm not mistaken. Like the biggest yacht, maybe it's going to be in Angra dos Reis, that is in Rio, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so you do have cruise line experience. Tell me when you started it and how long you've been in the industry for.
Yeah, so I started almost 10 years ago in 2011. And I decided to start because I saw that was the only opportunity for me to learn language, that it was my goal.
Oh, wow.
And also to travel the world, you know.
Okay.
And I started as photographer because I didn't have any experience.
Okay.
And not even English. Oh. So it was very, very hard for me to start because I did all by myself. I didn't even mention to my parents that I'm going to do this. So it was just like a surprise. Hi, bye, I'm going, bye. Like this. So they were very shocked, and also because I'm the only child, so it was a little bit hard for them. But well, this is my dream, so they understood now.
Yeah.
And I start as photographer because in the beginning I didn't want to start like a housekeeping and, you know, like even bar. I tried bar, but as well I didn't like. So I started as photographer. I did 2 contracts. And then while I was doing as photographer, I realized that this was actually not my area that I really like to do. And I got in love by guest relations, guest services, hospitality, okay, custom service. So I applied and I changed to the other cruise line. So I started jumping from cruise line to cruise line. Of course, always, you know, changing the level of the cruise lines. And I end up in the 6 stars cruise line that actually they call they sell the product as mega yacht, but of course it's not a mega yacht, it's like a cruise line, but the size, it looks like a very like a yacht.
Okay.
But it's a cruise line with 200 guests. So this was my last experience. Now in 2020 I think I end up my contract in February, end of February, before COVID starts.
Before the craziness.
Yeah.
And what made you make the decision to do the transition into yachting?
I do have a very good friend that also was my roommate on cruise lines.
Yeah.
And her name is Marielle Suzin. And she is now chef stew.
Oh, wow.
She's working as well for a long, long, long time. I think more than 5 years on yachting. Every single time she mentioned to me, you should change to yachting. And every time I was refusing, I said, no. So after with all this drama with COVID and everything, I had a lot of time to think about it. And I decided, okay, maybe now is the time, you know, now I'm ready to change, because also it's a very hard situation. And all the cruise lines are not operating at all. So I say, okay, maybe I should try.
Yes.
And I decided to change.
Do you feel that your cruise line experience helped you land your first job? And how long did it take you to land the job? Let's start there. Even though it's craziness.
So when I started to try to change to jump to yachting, I was in Brazil. So I was stuck there in Brazil. Nobody can go out. Nobody can come in. And this was more or less, I guess, in March. So the first idea that I had, create an Instagram account just for yachting. So basically I create my Instagram account and I present myself. I just start to say, like every single post, I was saying something about my history and about my like experience and everything. And this actually helped me a lot because I start adding a lot of people on yachting. I discover a lot of people, even you. Yeah, so I just try to make like a kind of like network, you know, like even being like in the other part of the planet. But actually this, it was very helpful for me. And then around August, I just freak out and I realized that the only, because before, of course, the no countries were accepting here in Europe, accepting Brazilians to come, even tourists, normal tourists. So I had also this drama, and I realized after like maybe 1 month around August that I was able to go by Croatia, entering Croatia. So I just decided to buy a flight ticket. Like it was on Friday and I was flying on Monday, like a very crazy. I swear for you, I did this. And then I told my mom, I told my dad, I said, listen, this is the only way for me to find a job. It's to be in Europe because it's going to be easy. Because if I'm there, okay, it's fine. Exactly. I just can fly around, take a train, whatever, but I can go. And then they say, okay, just go. And then I came here in Europe, was everything okay? So while I was planning actually to be in Croatia around 15 days at least. And then I had my plan B. Of course, if I didn't find any job while in Croatia, I was jumping to Italy here because, and then I will be in where I am now, near to Genova.
Okay.
And in Croatia, I was applying like a crazy every single morning and afternoon, applying. And I was very, 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 very lucky to find a job in 10 days while I was there. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was very, very lucky. I just post like a normal people do it in Facebook groups. I just post like a resume. I put a nice photo and a very, very nice captain that I'm very grateful. My captain called me and he liked me. So he just told me, okay, when you can join, I say, well, when you need me. And then I flew to France and then I start.
So you got the job through the CVs that you sent out.
Yes.
Okay. That's amazing.
That's very nice.
That's crazy. And then like how long do you see yourself in yachting? Like what are your future goals? And do you see yourself as a chief shoe? Like how long are you planning to do it? Are you kind of just freelancing it? Like what's the vibe?
So basically when a captain offered me this position, he offered me as temporary.
Okay.
Because of course he understand that I didn't have like enough experience on yachting, but he knew that I have a lot of experience in hospitality.
Exactly.
And then he told me, okay, I really prefer to take someone that is green and I like this, I can teach you how it works here on our boat. And then actually this is what happened. So I came there, they were very nice, all crew, very, very nice. They teach me everything. They were very patient. Captain was every single time asking me like, how are you? Everything's fine. And, you know, very concerned and about my situation because of course, when I joined, I was very quiet like this, just observing like, okay. And then after our first boss trip, I realized what is yachting. Basically, this is the answer. I realized what is yachting. So I'm working, just running like a chicken every single time, everywhere, you know, like a nonstop. But it was so nice. And also I'm very lucky with my bosses that they are very, very nice people. So it's good. And now actually talking about what you ask, my plan is to continue because the captain promotes, he wants me to next season. So next season I will be there. Yeah, I got the job. So next season I will start probably in February or March, depending on the situation.
Yes.
And of course I want to improve every single time, and I can, you know, like improve. And who knows, maybe one day I will become chief stew. Who knows? I think I can, it can happen.
Yes, of course it can.
I think so.
Yeah. Of course it can. So what was interesting about your Instagram is that you speak so many languages. And that is amazing. Now, you know, did you ever feel, I don't know how your crew, like what nationalities were on board, but do you ever feel that English is sometimes a difficult, kind of makes you insecure sometimes, or how can I put this? That you may not be natively English speaking, and when you're working in an English environment, does that make you a little bit nervous from time to time?
Definitely. The answer is yes, definitely. Okay. And this actually doesn't happen only with English. For me, it happens with all the language that I speak, because I never did any classes. I never studied all the language. I learned by myself.
That's crazy.
That's the point. That's the point. So that's why I never trust on my English or on my Italian or even on my Spanish. But one point of the life, you know, I just give up. I say, okay, you know, like everybody make mistakes. So for me, it's normal. Everybody will understand. If I'm able to communicate, even if I'm speaking wrong, if they understand, it's fine. I'm good.
No, it's true. It's true. And I mean, yeah. You speak pretty well. I think there's no better way than to learn it by just speaking. So
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah. No, in the beginning, I was very, very quiet. You know, every time I was like afraid to talk. But yeah, once that I started actually working on a cruise line that is American, yeah. I just say, okay, everybody, if these people that actually is native, they speak like a broken English, let's say, why should I be afraid, you know, of my English? So it's fine now.
Yes. And it's true. No one should really be afraid, because, you know, people feel that language is sometimes can create discrimination. But I feel that if you just communicate, like, don't ever let it be something that should hold you back from anything. Like, you'll get better and better as you speak, and then you have to get better and better. Like, there's no way you won't. So it's good that you just were like, you know what, I'm talking.
Yeah, I'm just talking, and this is the way that I talk, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Now I'm like that.
And when you were on the cruise liners, did you work with a mixed bunch of nationalities, people from different cultures? Like, I don't know which specific cruise liners you were on, but what was the, how were the people?
Well, I started working in very, very big cruise ships with like a 3,000, 4,000, even 5,000 guests, no crew. And crew more or less, let's say 2,000, if I'm not mistaken, more or less. And then my last ship was only 200 crew.
Yes.
But actually, the nationalities is every time mix. It's like everywhere, people from everywhere. Yeah, from South Africa, from Brazil, from Philippines, India. Doesn't matter. It's like a mix.
Yes. And with that mix, did you ever feel there was some type of dynamics? Like how did people deal with the cultural differences?
Well, I work as yeah. Yes, I work for one cruise line that I'm not, of course, not mentioning which one.
Yeah.
But I felt some discrimination between nationalities.
Okay.
Because, of course, we do have the crew mess, the officer mess, and the staff mess for staff, crew, and officer.
Yeah.
And basically, they put some nationalities only to eat in the crew mess, and not even if you have like a stripes or whatever, even a higher position, they do this. So this cruise line, actually, I work like for only one contract, and that's it, because I don't work with this kind of environmental, you know, situation. No, that's not for me. It's it's very very sad. But normally, even the other the last one was amazing, because there was only one crew mess, so everybody eats there, even the captain. So every single time, captain, staff captain, securities, everybody together.
Amazing.
So this is good. Yeah, It's very nice.
But then with the segregation of the crew messes and people being put in certain, like certain nationalities and certain messes, what if I decided that I was just going to get up and grab my plate of food and move to the other crew mess? Like, what would happen?
If you are allowed to do it, nothing's going to happen. Because, of course, if you, like, for example, I was officer, so I can use the boat, the three crew mess, I can go, I can just use whatever I want.
Okay.
But for example, for a crew member, normally Filipino or Indian, these kind of nationalities, they are not allowed to come in hours. So if they go, probably they receive a warning. And then, you know, with three warnings, normally you just go dismissed. So it's very...
So there wasn't a lot of Filipinos and that nationality that was in those higher positions as per se. So I'm guessing an officer would be a higher position on the cruise liner.
Yeah, there were some. There was some Filipinos, some Indians. Of course, they do go like for higher positions. Okay. But most of them, they just are not allowed at all to go there. So this is actually very sad. I don't even like to be talking about because I get memories, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's sad, but it's good. It's good that, you know, people know, because, I mean, that's just, I couldn't imagine. I'm so radical. Like, if that was me, I would just sit on you.
Yeah.
But it's good that there's other cruise liners that you said, like that last one that you were on, that had one mess and everyone was eating. And I love that. It's like an open office plan.
Yes.
Everyone's equal.
Yes.
So it does show that, you know, it's not every single cruise liner.
No. It just happened with one, and I work at 4-6. So
yeah.
It was only one. Yeah.
That's amazing. That is really good. No, that's good. Wow. And what was the language that was most spoken on the cruise liners that you worked on?
I worked for two companies, Italian companies. So okay. In Italian company, they say that English is mandatory, but actually no, it's Italian. Everyone speak Italian with you. Even sometimes on the meetings, they do they prefer Italian. And I understand.
Yeah.
I understand Italian very well, so I know how they feel.
Yeah, so exactly.
Most of them, they were Italian. But, of course, in the other one, it's only English, only every time English, and that's it. And also, when I work in Pullmantur as well, it's Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've just been years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So how would you say your first experience of yachting has been, even though you did say that you started at the end of the season?
Yes.
And it's,
yes.
How was it? Like, how do you feel now having done it?
I can describe that it was like amazing opportunity, experience. Because I have the feeling that I just joined the boat in the right timing, because it was the end of the season. So I had enough time to learn how to clean the cabins, how to make the cabins, how to do everything. I had time to know the boat. I have time to prepare inventories. I have time to everything, to everything, you know, like even now, if I go there, captain will ask me like, what is this? What is this? Like, we know now, like I know everywhere, everything actually in the boat. So this is very nice because I had enough time. And also I'm very, very lucky for my captain because he's amazing. He's an amazing person. And like he was so concerned about the situation because I told him I was very, very afraid about service. I was freaking out. Like I told him I never did. So I'm very, very afraid. I'm shaking even if I start thinking, you know. So before the boss arrived on the trip, he made like a crew dinner for them, and we make like a trial dinner because also the chef was new. And the two stews as well, Neil, me and the other girl. So we did like a trial and everything was good. So no problem.
that's nice to hear. Like, you know, there's lots of great captains. So, you know, that's really, really nice to hear that you experienced.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was, I was feeling so welcome, you know, like to have like a captain concern about like how you're going to do, how you're going to be and everything. It was so nice.
Yes.
It was very nice.
Good. It's good because, I mean, you do hear horror stories, but I think what you, that people need to realize, there's also so many great captains. I've heard such incredible stories.
Yes. It's
really amazing to hear that. And that's what's beautiful about the industry. Yeah. So is there any advice that you could give someone that wants to come into the industry, especially coming from cruise liners? Do you think they should make that transition? Anyone that's questioning if they need to come into yachting, like it took you so long?
Well, I think that they, if they want to change, just do it. Just like, of course, all beginnings are very hard. And most of the people, even I heard some mysteries about like, normally people from yachting don't like people from cruise lines. And sometimes I see these in some posts on Facebook. Okay.
Really?
I do see. Yeah. But like I mentioned, when I was applying on Facebook,
yes,
on the Facebook groups, I never had any problem, like any like a negative comment or whatever. Everybody was so nice. And even on Instagram, since that I create my account, everybody was so helpful. Every single post that I post, my God, I even mentioned to my mom, I told her, like in cruise line, nobody's like this. Everybody's trying, you know, like you know, to be mean with people, but on yachting, like everybody looks like so nice with everyone. It's so amazing, eh?
Amazing.
I was so impressed with this because everybody is welcome, you know, like even the one girl from the below deck, she's so nice. She started following me and everything and she replied like a normal person. So this is so nice. It's very nice.
Yes.
It's very kind. And even if you need like any help, even I have also a very, very good help with another girl on Instagram.
Yeah.
She created my CV. So I'm so grateful as well for her because she created my CV. And after that, I started applying. I came to Europe and then I got the job. So it's like a mix, you know, it's like a connection, like a networking is amazing on yachting. So this is so nice.
It is. And that's the thing. I think for anyone that's really wanting to get into it, especially during this time, and maybe even next year, I think social media is extremely powerful. You know, I have social media management experience. So for me, that's my skill. So just kind of find how you can use social media to best promote yourself. And
exactly.
There's a massive community there. And it's probably the best way to network because dock walking doesn't work for everybody. Some people get jobs, some people don't. So you really just need to open up your network base and you will definitely find something somehow. Or a new friend.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
You just don't know what's going to happen. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling me in. Inviting me is such a pleasure. Me, I'm not green anymore. So before I was like, because I'm green, la la la. But now I'm not green. So thank you.
I'm still green, but it's fine.
No, don't give up. Hey, look my history. Hey, don't give up.
No, I will never. Trust me. I didn't come this far to give up.
Yeah, but it's like I told you, like in the beginning it's so complicated, but if you make like you put a goal and then you just go like focus, you can do it. Like an Instagram was so amazing, this idea that I had, like just to put all the ideas together, all my experience together and keep posting.
Yeah.
Like even about like doing cocktails or even like doing like a how to use swing machine, this kind of things.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like you just post and people know that what you do. And even if you put your Instagram account on your CV, people is going to check.
Yes, definitely.
So it's nice. Yeah.
That's actually a very good point is that obviously create a professional Instagram page and put it on your CV. Maybe not so much a personal page, but your professional page, I think would be really
the professional. Cool. Yes. Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
So true. I just see a little sewing. I also sew, so We both have that in common.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you everyone for watching Diversity in Yachting. Thank you, Graziella.
Thank you. Yeah, it's okay.
From Neymar's town. Oh my gosh.
It's fine. Their pronounce is fantastic. It's fantastic because normally people they can't say my name. They can't. But every time I just say like, pretend that you speak Italian. Just do it. Graziella. That's it.
Graziella. Oh, that's true. Graziella.
Yeah.
I can't say my surname, so we are on the...
We are in the same page. It's fine.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for coming. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
I will see you next week, Thursday, for another interview. Bye.